When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
How y'all doing on this Tuesday?
I didn't know
we're doing great.
Yeah. We were just sitting here reading. Who knew that they just went live?
Enjoying a new special edition sun drop.
Those look cool.
Comes with a koozie. It's pretty dope. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So if you buy the can,
you get the koozie, or buy the koozie, you get the can.
At least in the retail store here, if you buy the koozie, you get the can.
That is a good deal.
I'm ice cold.
All right, hold on, wait. This is it. Tradition. This is the tradition. That was pretty good.
I'm two for two.
That was good too. I like that. I'm gonna save mine. Take a look at that. That looks cool. How y'all doing today?
It's good, man. It's a good Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. We had a little bit of a different Tuesday. It felt like,
right.
You know, some people in different positions. Business and Motorsports came out today. Dale and Mike. On vacation. I think Mike maybe is lost in the Grand Canyon. Who knows? We'll have to find out and see. Hopefully he gets back.
Is that where he's at?
But yeah, that's where he's at.
He's going there. I think he was in Utah, and then he's working his way down to Arizona for the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. By the way, I noticed we didn't do this the last time, but we might as well introduce ourselves here on Dirty Mo Live. Andrew Curlin here with Travis Rockhold, Dalton Greco, and... Yeah, we've got some stuff to discuss.
Yes.
Why don't you announce what we do too?
Yeah, all right. Well, why don't you tell
it's
us what
much.
We do?
I produce Actions Detrimental with Denny Hamlin and Dirty Mo Doe with Steve Letarte.
And I am the social media guy here. So all the content you see,
yell at him.
Yell at me when something goes up wrong.
Yeah, I would. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good knowing that there's people who actually, you know, watch the stuff that I do, even if it's negative. So, yeah.
You know what? Any news is good news.
Any news
at this
is good
point.
News.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We came off of Bristol. I feel like there's always something to talk about when you come off of a Bristol race. This one happened to be covered in dirt for the third year, I think, in a row. And this is what I like about this Dirty Mo Live show is I haven't had a chance to listen to Actions Detrimental.
Well,
and,
thanks.
You know, we didn't have a Dale Jr. download this week, but normally we would. I produced Door Bumper Clear, and this is the opportunity that I feel like I can at least get this consensus of the room of what everyone thinks in terms of what happened that past weekend. Bristol Dirt, what did Denny have to say about it? Because I know DBC was pretty opinion about it.
Denny's take was... The drivers are more upset about racing on Easter Sunday than they were driving on dirt.
Which is
so it was the actual date on the calendar is what he had a problem with?
That one. Now, he did say he thinks that should they race on a dirt track somewhere else? Sure, go for it. But Bristol is not the track to be doing that, considering how awesome the track is on its own. So he does want it moved somewhere else, but he said that the Easter Sunday was actually a bigger issue with the drivers.
Before we talk about Easter, because I have my opinions on that, at least a recap. I know you sat in on the DBC recording,
yes.
But for those of you who haven't listened to DBC, it is a good one.
Yes.
And we recap Bristol, and I think the consensus was clear that Bristol, the dirt race, maybe has run its course.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were discussing, you know, putting up the YouTube video for the first DBC conversation and is the Bristol dirt race dead?
Yeah, is it done?
Yeah.
Is it finished? Have we seen the last of Bristol dirt? Is the Bristol spring race going to come back on concrete?
Yeah.
Are they going to do something entirely different? We don't know, but they had a lot of opinions to throw out, and you know, it was interesting to hear each take from a spotter's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not there at the track, they are. So seeing the racing product up hand, that's the reason why I would listen to DBC.
One of the points, and I want people to listen to it if you haven't already, but one of the points that they mentioned was that even the dirt guys, Kyle Larson, Jonathan Davenport, were vocal in saying that we don't need to be racing on dirt. Jonathan Davenport said it's cool, it's a novelty, but it's not the real thing.
So I will Denny said that quote kind of was one that picked up, but if you read the entire thing of Davenport, he was rather complimentary of it. So I think that quote has been taken a little out of context.
Well, that's good. That again, that's why we have this show. Mm-hmm. We've got all the
but that's
it's kind of like the writer's room.
But yeah. I think when you have a race that's kind of, you know, shaken up the field and, you know, what you kind of expect is on a regular race, who's going to finish at the top, mixes up a little bit. Like, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say so.
No, I agree. And I think Bristol Dirt the first year, we had some interest, piqued some interest. We're like, all right, Cup cars racing on Bristol or covering it in dirt. There's so much new to take in. It was an event to watch. Year two was, I think, the first year we raced on April or on Easter. I don't think we raced. And someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we raced Easter weekend the first time we did Bristol Dirt.
I don't think so.
But Easter, year two, and then year three, we once again race on Easter. Denny said that drivers weren't happy about racing on Easter. The TV ratings, not that we necessarily want to pick it apart, because I hate nickeling and diming the TV ratings compared from one year to another. I feel like there's too many factors, and, you know, streaming's now a thing. 3.5 million this year compared to 4 million last year. But just the overall thought of racing on a holiday, I think this is the biggest one that we end up racing on. What do you guys think of it?
You know, I'm not really a fan, just because I think that there's other stuff going on. I mean, just this past weekend there was the Masters, and I know that a lot of people were going to be watching that. And we don't have necessarily the luxury of like the NFL with Thanksgiving, where you know, we can't race that late. So, and everyone's definitely going to be looking at their TV because they're spending time with family. So I don't think it really makes sense, in my opinion. The only other holiday I think that maybe would make sense and that we might have raced on before is 4th of July. It just depends on if that falls on a Sunday or not. And that to me is like the perfect holiday to have a NASCAR race.
I agree.
Yeah. So I just don't think Easter's it.
Yeah. And my opinion before, I know Travis, we talked about this earlier, but someone brought up a good point, and I think they actually tweeted at Brett, and it was, they would love to see, because we only have one off week out of the entire schedule, and I think it's Father's Day. This fan said that they would love to see Mother's Day and Easter get off, in particular to just these crew guys are on the road every week. This is an important weekend for family, and Brett seemed to reiterate that point. And in terms of just giving the sport and the grind of 38 weekends a little bit of an extra break, I feel like having Easter off would make sense. But you had a rebuttal to that.
Holidays, find me a holiday that doesn't like have a sporting event.
It's true.
That's where people are around TVs. Like
Valentine's Day.
There's games on then too. Like Thanksgiving, NFL made that a big thing. At one point there wasn't NFL games, and they made that. Like sporting events are meant for holidays. I'm sorry, like, it stinks when you're in that profession because you're working on those days. But, like, Christmas. NBA has owned Christmas.
Yeah, they had NFL,
like,
games on Christmas.
People are guaranteed to be off and around. And, like, the Masters was over. Like,
yeah.
By the time the race started, so holidays are your spot. Like, I get that, like, you want to be home with families, but, like, that's the profession that you chose.
And maybe there's just not enough repetition for NASCAR racing on Easter, but Thanksgiving, yeah, I could totally – that's football,
right?
You know? And Christmas Day, I feel like I'm sitting down, I'm watching an NBA game.
Right.
I don't necessarily think Easter and NASCAR – and maybe that's because we've only run it twice on that date. But even with the broadcast, I didn't get the vibes that it was Easter, besides just knowing that it was today type of thing.
What might make more sense, like, maybe we just don't have the formula figured out yet. Maybe it's better at a different track. I mean, somewhere, you know, further south where the weather isn't necessarily a problem, like Homestead would be a great track because it's got like the baby blue wall and everything. It already even plays into the colors of it. Like, maybe that's what we do instead of doing it on dirt, trying a novelty. Like, if this is going to be a holiday where more people are watching than anywhere ever before, like Thanksgiving or whatever you're getting at, make it the true product of what NASCAR is.
Yeah.
Put it on an oval. Let's see slide jobs. Like, don't, you know, try this, you know, necessarily novelty thing of dirt.
Or put it in the name, like the Bristol Dirt Easter Classic or
yeah.
something like that.
I like
you
that.
You know, I feel like if we're going to brand something Easter, let's give it a little bit more of an identity if that's the route we're going to choose. And if we like making, you know, NASCAR the sport for people to watch on Easter night, then let's brand it a little differently. But I don't know, some interesting points. I know the conversation was flowing before we even went live on social media. I'm sure there's people chiming in on the chat too. Do we have some tweets that people sent from earlier? I remember one.
See if I can pull some up.
And we'll get to
we haven't gotten to the topic.
Anyone on YouTube, what are their thoughts on Bristol Dirt racing on Easter? Anything?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, a lot of them...
You're good. We got you.
Yeah, a lot of them are going back and forth on Easter. Mother's Day, One World, One Goal brought up that a few years back, you know, we had a few moms give out the command on Mother's Day.
All right.
Awesome.
Dale Jr. was racing at the time. So, and then, you know, some people are talking about how, you know, a normal job where you're stuck with your schedule. You don't, you know, a lot of people do get off certain holidays, but there are some where you're just left up to how the schedule works out.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good points. Although I feel like, I don't know, it could go either way. But, like, yeah, you get that extra time off. But is that a time where you're going to go to a NASCAR race, or is that something that you have to dedicate to family?
Right.
Well, if you had the race be the same one every year, then you can create that tradition
again,
of things.
Yeah.
But when you keep moving it around, then the fans don't have that attachment
to
it.
Because it's local fans. You're like, all right, if I'm in the Bristol area, it's Easter weekend, we're going to go celebrate there. But yeah,
it's a night race. Like, you can still do your Easter egg hunt. You can do your lunch, your breakfast, whatever it might be, and then go to the race.
Yeah, it's the same thing as football. And that's the argument that needs to be made, is it needs to be treated like football in that sense. Not that we are football, but they've got that formula down right. So.
Yeah. We've got a lot of niche racetracks on the schedule, it seems like, this year. Bristol Dirt being one. There's some news that came out this week about Chicago. I guess the city released their transit plans, and people aren't necessarily thrilled with the traffic delays that it will cause. City Alderman Brian Hopkins said on the NASCAR road closures, there is no question that the inconvenience will be significantly more extensive than what we were initially led to believe. I'm worried, could this possibly mean that Chicago doesn't come back? Are we going to see this as a one and done? I know they announced it for multiple years, but it seems like not a whole lot of the people in the city are very thrilled with the race being there.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I want to know what an alderman is. Like, how do you apply to be an alderman?
I don't think you apply. I think you got to run.
You run. You're like,
run for an alderman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone,
I gotcha.
Yeah, Travis is on it.
It definitely could be a problem. I mean, it's a busy city, and you're closing streets down, and it could definitely cause chaos. But You know, we saw with Nashville with IndyCar that it was a wonderful time. I mean, you know, and they do that every weekend at different, or not every weekend, but a lot of weekends at different places. So it can work. It's just a matter of how well it's going to work.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here a little bit. I spent my whole life growing up in and around the Chicagoland area. I went to Chicagoland Speedway when it was 4th of July weekend, and I know this is different because it's in the city, but I have friends who are going to be spending their time in the city in Chicago on 4th of July weekend, and they're asking me how they can get to the NASCAR race.
Oh, there you go.
And so I think NASCAR, to their credit, has done a very good job making this an event that people are going to want to go to. You have four big names lined up for a concert.
Right.
You know, I think it's, is it a Saturday, Sunday split? I think, or something so. Like See, that.
It's going to be treated more like an F1 F1
right.
Yeah. race.
Right.
And I want to give Chicago a chance before we necessarily, I mean, who knows? This alderman could be like, yeah, it's going to screw up traffic. But what if it's a freaking hit?
It could be. Yeah.
And then this guy's going to look pretty stupid for hating on it.
Maybe he won't run to be an alderman.
Yeah, maybe he might live in
an alderman hill. Is a member of a county or borough. It is an elected member of a municipal council. So yes, they have to run for. All so right. This, you know.
Well, hey, he's got the people behind there's him. Three of us here. Let's all run. Whoever makes it the furthest in the city race, yeah. We can maybe keep that Chicago Street okay. race all alive. Right. All right, this is the big topic that we discussed, and it's the thumbnail, the YouTube video. Yep. We posted a graphic on social media. People are already talking about it. There are a bunch of niche races on the schedule this year. One of them here. Has got to go. And we the list is Chicago
Street Race.
Yep. Bristol Dirt, which we just came off of, the Indy Road Course.
Yep.
And the Clash at the Coliseum, one of them cannot make it on your schedule for next year. What do you got?
Travis, why don't you go first?
I'm going to go with Indy Road Course.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything different other than just race on the regular. Like
yeah,
the,
race
like,
the oval.
The oval is there. It's perfect. You don't have to, like, I don't understand why you wouldn't race. It's also in an iconic place that you're racing at.
It's part of the legacy of NASCAR. I mean, the Brickyard 400.
It's not the same. Like, the Brickyard 400, when you won it, when it was oval, it means more.
Right. Well, but I don't even think it's called the Brickyard 400 anymore. It's the Brickyard 200, or at the Brickyard, whatever it is.
It's something at the Brickyard. Right. Yeah. I don't even think you can call it. I'm getting comfortable here on Dirty Mo Live. We need to get, like, a coffee table or something.
Yeah, we'll get something.
Versus, like, this is like a studio box or something like that. But hey,
it works.
It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah. Indy Road Courses, like, I think what I remember most about it is just how much I couldn't stop watching because of how much carnage there was that first year when William Byron plowed through the turtle and ripped his splitter all into pieces and popped every tire behind him for like five cars. Yeah. Like, that was the only thing that was, you know, entertaining about that year. But no, just bring back the oval. I agree with Travis on that one.
Here's my opinion. And this is actually, maybe it's popular, maybe it's unpopular. I was at the Indy Road Course race the first time I think I've seen a NASCAR road course race at Indy. And my argument for why we should keep the road course race specifically has nothing to do with NASCAR and everything to do with the fact that IndyCar races on the same weekend. It is a cool crossover event for motorsports to be able to. I mean, I remember it was a big deal that Jimmy Johnson was back in the NASCAR garage. He was racing his IndyCar on Saturday. NASCAR fans got to see IndyCar. IndyCar fans got to see NASCAR. Maybe, you know, one became a fan of the other and vice versa.
Right.
I think it is a cool crossover weekend. And me as a I wasn't a fan, but as a working the event and as a race fan, I thought, where else can you see the best IndyCar drivers and the best NASCAR drivers in one racetrack in one weekend?
That. And so if we could have that race and then bring back the Brickyard 400, then I'd be willing to say, okay, because that is a cool event.
So are we racing the oval or IndyCars racing the road course? Yep.
The Brickyard 400 is another week. Then get race again there.
I don't know. I just feel like logistically, I don't think you'd be able to do that. I think you have to pick one or the other. I don't think you can go back and forth from prepping a track to be equipped for the road course to the oval and back and forth based on
how I'm not saying the same time.
Oh, okay. So we would have to split the doubleheader.
No, you have your doubleheader. You have your road course and you have your
Indy twice.
And then find another time.
Oh, so Indy gets two
Yeah.
places on the schedule.
Which people aren't going to like.
Got to rep the Midwest.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not to knock the, and I can't remember, but at least from off the top of my head, some of those last oval races haven't been all too exciting, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean,
on the NASCAR side.
I can understand that. I call me a purist. Like, I love the old school Brickyard 400.
So what one are you getting? One's got to go for you.
All right, mine.
All right, so you picked Indy.
He's picking Indy between Chicago, the Clash, and Bristol Dirt.
I mean, you can come on my side and pick Indy, too, if you want to.
No, I don't
want to
be on your side. I'm on this side. I am going to pick Bristol Dirt.
Okay.
I grew up watching asphalt all the time or concrete all the time. You know, it's just not – it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I was watching it on Sunday, and, like, I wasn't looking at it going – wow, look at this like amazing
like,
race that's happening.
This is so much better than
me.
If we were racing on asphalt.
I was watching it like almost as more of like when you see an accident on the highway, I couldn't like look away.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. And I understand, trying to bring some of the roots back into it of like where it got started. I mean, Dale Sr. started on dirt and a lot of people started on dirt, but it's just Bristol's too good of a track to put dirt on. It's just too like I likened it to like putting a ramp on the backstretch at Daytona. Like just keep the good tracks, good tracks.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to agree with you on this. I think, like I mentioned before, looking at this list of Chicago, Bristol Dirt, Indy, and the Clash at the Coliseum in LA, I think we need to give Chicago a chance.
Right.
B, we're losing Chicagoland Speedway, so to have something in the Chicago market is, at least as someone who grew up there, important to me to keep NASCAR in that city.
It might be biased, but I mean, Chicago
I'm never
going
to say no to Chicago.
Chicago's an important market, and I think it is a good. I think it's worth giving this a shot.
Yeah, definitely.
Bristol Dirt, I'm with you. I think we have a lot of unbelievable moments from the playoff night race on asphalt. Why not double that up? And who cares? Why not Bristol the Easter race and make it another night race?
Exactly.
I kind of like the night racing. It's under lights. It's special. It feels exciting.
Yeah.
Why not make that the Easter tradition? I could get behind that. Now, to be fair, I know attendance was dwindling for years at this Bristol spring race, but I mean, the same thing's happening now with the Bristol dirt race after a few years. I still want to go to Bristol. I still want to go there twice, and I want to do it correctly twice.
I agree. Yeah, and to bring up your whole point about Chicago and the market, like that's honestly what I do like about the Clash is that it is reaching a different market, even though, we had Auto Club in the past, but I don't really have an issue with the Clash at all other than...
Do you not have an issue with just how boring and awful the racing is?
I mean, I get...
For
it,
where?
It is, but...
The Clash.
I guess what I'm saying is I can understand why it's there.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, would I rather it be at Daytona? Absolutely. Like, if I had the choice, I'd put it back at Daytona. But I don't... Like, I guess I can comprehend the Clash. I can't really comprehend Bristol Dirt.
So if we change... If the Clash just changed the rules for driving in it, then you'd be good.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because I think that's what
I tuned in. I watched. Like, I was ready for it. I was ready to see short track racing. I was flipping in between, the Masters and dirt on Sunday. And honestly, I watched more guys waiting for other guys to hit golf balls than I did cars around the track on Bristol. Like, if that says anything.
I think if you go into the Clash with the right mentality of course, it's a quarter mile. They're close quarters. It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm okay with that mentality of beating and banging. It's close quarters.
Yeah.
There's no points at stake. It's fun. It's an exhibition. Everyone's going for the win.
Yep.
I don't see a problem with that. And not to mention the LA fans being able to be there I mean, we've seen it's a different demographic of people going to a NASCAR race.
Right.
So many people go to their first NASCAR race at the LA Coliseum.
I've been
That's not... Oh, you've been?
At the Coliseum, not at the Clash. It's definitely like a magical place.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those hallowed grounds in sports. So having a NASCAR race there, it's cool in a way. I mean, I understand it's not Bristol, it's not Martinsville, but at least it's something.
And yeah. But let me also throw out a huge market.
A lot of guys agreeing with you online that, you know, the clash with it not being a points race, they're kind of okay with leaving that. But right. Yeah, Bristol dirt is not a popular.
We get people, you know, disagreeing. A lot of people, we got to call out?
Just a lot of, mostly just, you know, they've got dirt cars. Let dirt cars race dirt.
Yeah,
this Gen 7 car is just not a dirt car.
I think Dirt Bumper Clear put it in a good way, not this week, but actually the week before when we were previewing Bristol. But this next gen car is built like it's a sports car, and you would never picture throwing a 24 hours of Daytona car onto dirt and racing them dirt and trying to expect that product to be equal.
Let's put Jordan Taylor in his Corvette car on there. Like, it just doesn't, me, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
But, so I think the next thing we were going to do is...
Well, wait, didn't we have some tweets too.
Okay.
Well, the one of the responses that we're getting a lot of is all four.
A lot of people are like, just
get rid of all of them?
Yeah, there's this Aaron.
Someone said, throw the Bimenek, Roval in, too.
Throw the Roval in.
CPK Diecast deal. Said yes. Blake Tip 82 says, is there an all of the above option? There are a few people that were saying, let's, you know, hold off on Bash in Chicago just yet. Yeah, I'm trying to find one of those.
But here's the thing, and I want to make sure we're not being ultra critical here, because I appreciate the initiative of trying to shake things up. We're going to make things interesting. We're going to let, you know, we've never done it before. Let's go to the Coliseum and try making it work and type of thing. And I want to see more of that because I think it's exciting. And, you know, it's like NASCAR finds a way to keep people on their toes. The only difference is if it doesn't work, let's pivot. And let's change and adjust. And I think we've done some of that in the past.
Without that kind of thinking, like, we don't get North Wilkesboro back. Like, we, you know, without people willing to take chances. So you win some and you lose some. And, this is just a lose some.
Yeah, but you knew that was going to be a hit when you brought it back.
Wilkesboro?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course.
So that was, I don't think that was like a...
It's the greatest marketing play ever. Let a track just deteriorate to the ground.
No, I'm not saying let it, but I'm just saying, like, when they brought it back, like, it's an easy play. Like, that wasn't, like, a hard decision to be made.
Right. I mean, I get that. So I guess Bristol Dirt would be a harder decision to make, just to truck in tons.
Well, that's the other thing that is, in my thought, is, like, you know, we're talking about cost-cutting with these teams and everything. Bristol Dirt, you're using all that.
Yep.
You're renting out the Coliseum, Chicago. So it's like, that's another thing is like, you have Bristol already there. Is it worth spending all this money extra?
Yeah, it's like you don't have to do any. It's actually, you're doing less work to put on a Bristol race. This was the craziest comment I think I saw on social media. And I hate to say that an opinion is wrong, but maybe I strongly disagree with this one. And it's replace the Clash with Texas.
No.
We going to Texas for the Clash?
No, like the entire
state.
The entire state. That'd be kind of cool. Baja 1000.
I'd rather do the front stretch, the little eighth mile at Charlotte than Texas. Yeah,
man,
summer shootout series.
I loved that track before the repave.
Yeah,
it was perfect. Mm. I freaking loved it. So many moments from that, the was it 2013 where Brad Keselowski went three wide and started that big fight?
I think so, yeah.
And I think Jimmy Johnson ended up winning and wrecked Gordon and all that. Those were the moments in the track I feel like produced and assisted with a lot of the action. I don't think I think the key to Texas is I think you need it to wear. I think that's the case with every new repave, but all right.
Speaking of the Clash, Tyler Dilly says, can I vote the opposite and say the only one that needs to stay is the Clash?
Mm. Oh, there you go.
So
I wouldn't be mad at that.
He's giving more to the chopping board.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all.
All right.
So on that topic.
So we got rid of them. We got rid of our race.
What are we replacing?
We got to replace it with one. And here are some of the options. And we were spending 15 minutes trying to figure out what tracks did we used to race on that we loved. That we miss, and I want everyone on YouTube to chime in and give us suggestions, especially if we miss one. So other tracks to consider. We're replacing the Indy Road Course with X Race, and we're replacing Bristol with a certain race. Texas, North Wilkesboro, Bristol the regular, Kentucky, which I actually just saw a tweet about. They're like, well, why don't we go to Kentucky anymore? Road America, Chicagoland Speedway, the Indy Oval, Nashville Fairgrounds, The Rock, IRP, Auto Club, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, Riverside, Eldora, Iowa, the Daytona Road Course, and I guess we can debate COTA, but I actually think COTA sold me on keeping it as a track this year.
Yeah.
The first year, I'm like, this is a NASCAR is coming to this track, and it's an F1 track, but I actually think it worked this year. That was my opinion on
right.
that.
Right, yeah. Travis, do you want to go first?
I'm actually going off the board with this
one.
And I'm Dale Jr. I'm stealing it from him.
All right.
Brands Hatch, Indy Circuit.
Going across the pond.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to see them branch out and go over there. Because the one thing with like F1 that they get every time they race is they're in a different country. So it's the one time that like fan base, unless you got fans traveling, they're going to see that race. So go over there once and, see what it would do over there.
So you're a new fan, right?
Yes, like I'm a new fan.
You haven't been watching NASCAR for
no.
very long? Okay, that completely makes sense. And I don't disagree with that. I think that would be really cool. But I want to throw it back. I want, old, worn out, short tracks. I want, fun, beating and banging on people. So I'm going to lean towards just keeping Bristol regular and then not doing the dirt. So many memories were made there. If I had to go with a second choice, probably would go. I like Chicagoland. I thought there was some good racing there, but any of those short tracks to me, would work.
I might go with an unpopular decision, and shut up. And people are going to be saying we don't need more road courses that we already have.
That's me.
But I love, and I'm going to miss this year, Road America. If you've ever been, I think it is one of the coolest tracks to visit for a race fan. I mean,
why? Give the people, like, if they're not.
It is like a, it's by far not a typical racetrack. I feel like if anyone's ever been to Watkins Glen, it's kind of like that area. It's very foresty. It is, honestly, it's beautiful. And there are places where I'd be walking through. I mean, there are trails that you can walk through. And this is in the infield, like trails. And you're so deep into like the forest area. This is in the track. I couldn't even hear the race cars anymore.
That's wild.
And I think every race fan should experience a race at Road America. And I thought NASCAR going there on 4th of July weekend, it felt like a 4th of July town in Elkhart Lake. It was I missed Daytona being the 4th of July race. I missed Chicago not being around that time. I thought Road America was a great substitute for it. Maybe the racing doesn't represent it necessarily, but the venue and the racetrack was something to me that was so special that I'm sad that we're losing this year on the calendar. So
maybe it can replace something, maybe the Indy Road Course instead.
Maybe the Indy Road Course. And it's another one for us Midwest fans, yeah.
Well,
that's why, if I had to throw another one, if I had to throw Eldora in there being an Ohio guy,
all right,
I would love
that. And maybe
that
that's our dirt race.
I would be okay with that.
I thought Eldora was fun to watch when we went and raced there with the Truck Series.
Yeah.
But any closing thoughts from the YouTube chat?
Do we want to pick a championship venue real quick?
Yeah, we can pick a championship venue.
Just to close this out.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be fixing NASCAR's schedule.
I'm good with
according
that.
According to the YouTube that I uploaded.
Travis, do you want to start with a championship venue? We've got the current schedule here on your nifty show sheet. If we're just rewriting everything.
Talladega.
Talladega?
No.
My God.
We might as well
you
just throw
love
dice.
Chaos.
Yes.
Just throw a roulette
Holy
ball
cow.
In there.
Holy
yes.
cow.
Hope that you come up red or black.
The hell's wrong with you?
No.
Well, one, I was not told that this question is being brought up.
It says championship venues right here.
You thought I was going to read
did not
this?
Study before. Yeah.
I didn't know this. I didn't know. I thought this was like left over from a preview show at first. I didn't know what this was. But yeah, give me some chaos.
No.
I don't know. It'd be like, I know it's a Super Bowl, but I'd love like Daytona maybe.
I could see that more than Talladega, but I don't agree with it either. Oh, yeah.
I can't agree with that.
Then where do you want it at?
I know my answer, but you go.
All right. I am going to go a little bit of left field here. I'm going Charlotte Oval as the championship race. A home race. Okay. It's a mile and a half. It's right in between Super Speedway and Short Track. I really think that we could do it right. And, you know, where are you going to get a more diehard group of fans for the last race than
Talladega?
And, I mean, maybe, yeah. But I just think
God.
That it takes skill, it takes luck, it takes effort. I think it would be a great track.
See, I don't think Talladega would be as crazy as you think because
yes, it would.
But, no, but
absolutely.
Because a lot of those drivers, they're going to give different. They're going to let you know the top four go through.
I don't think
you're going to see nearly the crazy race that you think.
I disagree. I mean, I don't know. Especially if your championship competitor is the driver in front of you, I'm going to give them a hard push going into the corner. I mean, if they wreck, they wreck.
I would hope that happens.
Oh, man,
but I
just took
would.
My competition out. Now, to be fair, it would be very dramatic and probably very entertaining, but for at least the integrity of the sport, we need something, and it can't be Talladega. You're crazy, man. Listen, I agree with you, Dalton. I think for a championship venue, we need to do it right, and in my opinion, we did it right. Let's bring back Homestead. I think if we go there once a year, it is a mile and a half unlike any other.
Yep.
You can rip the top. You can ride the bottom. There's strategy that comes into play.
Yep.
I think it is a great venue. And, I mean, it's in Miami. It's a pretty marquee city.
Yep.
Let's go back there.
That would be good. You talk about NASCAR trying to make these things big events. If the championship is in Miami, that's something that you can sell and market, bring in concerts, parties, and everything. You can really build that up.
Yep. I'm a firm believer that we will see another Miami championship race. I feel like the way NASCAR shakes things up, it'll be exciting. We're going back to Miami. This is the big year, you know? And yep. Maybe we can rotate and have different championship venues, but I believe that we're going to go back to Miami and race for a championship one day. Anyways, that's our dirty
mo
live.
Can you let me know
next
time you have like a rundown?
Well, how much clearer can I
didn't know
you called me out for not reading emails. This was in green, damn it.
Did you email it to me?
No, but it's in your hand.
I didn't know.
You guys work 5 feet apart.
I didn't know you had all this.
That's the thing. That you guys should have seen.
Yeah,
this
and I'm trying to build a wall in between us to keep him away from me.
Look, to end the show, follow us at Dirty Go Media if you're not already. If you're on YouTube,
let's talk about the shows.
Dalton,
we've
also
got here
show
this
off
week.
That Sundrop can all over right. there.
Oh yeah, looks good.
We got a lot of
grab
comments
the other one.
On those
this
sweet
one
Sundrop
is
cans.
Just.
While you do that, we have the Dale Jr. Download Business of Motorsports with Marcus Smith, which is a fascinating conversation. Door bumper clears with Chris Lambert. Actions detrimental with Denny Hamlin. Speed Street will be tomorrow. Same with Dirty Modo. We have a new video, Jorts. And I'll leave teasing that
have
we
have you seen
will
the Jorts video yet?
It's hysterical.
No,
it's
I haven't seen it.
It is hilarious.
Yeah. Huh. And I know I've actually gotten a few tweets about Next Level. It is not dead. In fact, we're going to be shooting the next one this weekend.
The next level.
And the next level. Yeah. And we have two on the calendar, including one this weekend. And I think people are going to be very excited about it. We're not going to say anything else. And go from there.
That's it.
Are you going to finish reading the book for me?
Yeah. Okay. There's one more page left. It's a spoiler, though, so we probably want to do it off the air.
Yeah, let's go off the air.
Yeah, all right. See you guys.
Bye.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.